little guys are in the river, but the big guys are long gone.
They've gone to heaven. Okay, thanks, Jim, for that update. That's brought me up to date. Next station, if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo.
Alpha Victor Kilo, good morning, Max.
Good morning, Stuart. Everything is good here. Bit rainy, but we need it. Anyway, everybody have a wonderful day. Stay dry and 7-3.
Thanks for being here, Max. 7-3, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar.
Juliet Sierra Oscar. A very good morning to you, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to you. So today I have a busy day ahead of me, and in the afternoon we're going to be with the Maple Ridge Club, going to be setting up for field day. So we're going to probably set up some antennas today. A little bit soggy, so definitely going to have to be prepared for that. Anyways, 7-3 and back to you.
Yeah, enjoy that, Jason. It's the company that makes the, it's such a great event. Have a great day, my friend. 7-3. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta.
Mike Delta. Very good morning to you, Dave and Shirley.
Good morning, Stuart and everybody on that. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta. Well, today it's a little cloudy. We were supposed to get some showers this afternoon. 19.3 degrees. And... yeah, we don't think we're setting up our field day until tomorrow morning, so we'll be out there bright and early.
Yeah, I hope it turns out to be a great field day for everybody, Dave. You have a great day, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo.
Romeo Golf Kilo. A very good morning. Romeo Golf, oh, my typing's terrible. Romeo Golf Kilo. I still got it wrong. Just give me a second. There you go, I hit it that time. Good morning, Ryan. It's unusual for you. You must have an appointment.
Good morning, Stuart. Yeah, I'm heading down south to Gig Harbor for my mom's 88th birthday tomorrow, so... talking with you tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, but probably through Echo Link. Thanks for taking my chicken and have a great night. 7-3.
Thanks for being patient with me, Ryan. I'm not good on the keyboard. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
So, 9, Juliet Echo Bravo.
Echo Bravo. Kilo 9, Juliet Echo Bravo. A very good morning to you, John. Go ahead, please.
And a good morning to you, sir. This is Kilo 9, Juliet Echo Bravo. John here on the northeast corner of Panino Island. Well, it's about 57 Fahrenheit here, and we got winds at about, 15 to 20 miles an hour. It's kind of gusty. Breezy out, but no rain as of yet in the bucket, so hopefully we'll get a little bit today. It's been so hot and dry, so it's kind of a nice break. But yeah, just got back from visiting Vetter River this week, so came back on Wednesday and so had a nice time up there in BC, so I just thought I would tune you guys in and say hello this morning, so... that's it from here. I've got to get back to the JOB. 73 all back to my control. K9JED, Camino Island.
Thanks for your report, John. Have a nice day at work. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Bravo.
Romeo Oscar Bravo. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for taking my early check-in. I'm going to go out and brave the sprinkles and do some chopping. 7-3 to you and everyone on net. VA 7, ROB.
Yeah, good luck with the shopping. You're an early bird, so parking should be available. 7-3, next station.
V12, X-ray Oscar Juliet. Good morning, Stuart.
X-ray Oscar Juliet. Good morning, Oli.
Good morning, Stuart. Is it raining by you?
A little drizzle. The puddles are very small on the sidewalk, so I don't think we got much last night, but it is damp, and that's what counts.
Yeah, I could feel the air was getting kind of more moist last yesterday. Anyway, I like it when it's warm, so I hope it go back to getting hot again. Thanks for taking my call. Your sentence is almost done. Another day, so see you tomorrow.
Yeah, this is nothing. This is a pleasure doing the Rainbow and Country Net. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it, Ole. You have a great day, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
VA 7, November Romeo Charlie.
November Romeo Charlie. Well, how's the garden looking, Brendan?
Yeah, good morning, Stuart. Yeah, it's nice to see the rain. I'm sure it's happy. Doesn't seem to be, hasn't improved my soil moisture percentage. Still sitting at 50%. I watered them yesterday, so even in the rain, it's not enough. Need to water on top of the container pot once at least. But I guess once in the earth, they've got some extra space for the roots to spread out, look for water. But yeah, still don't have any tomatoes yet. But I don't know. When I lived in Mount Pleasant, I'd have tons of tomatoes by now. I guess it just takes a little bit longer for things to grow out here.
Yeah, I like to specialize in the bigger tomatoes, like the heritage ones, and they've just started to take off now. Not the tomatoes, the plants. They're about maybe a little over 2 foot now, but they're very slow, and I'd say 40% of them get nibbled off by a slug passing by. But once they take off now, it's just a question, will it be dry enough in the fall so that the tomatoes can stay ripe?
Yeah, pretty much. I had them covered in Mount Pleasant, so I might buy a greenhouse, cheap green, $100 greenhouse or something this year, and see if that will help keep the rain off it. Yeah, people say tomatoes, they don't like to touch water. When you water them, just water the roots. But really, it's like you say, when it gets cold. When it gets cold and damp, that's when they just die. So, yeah, pretty much. So, heirloom ones, they're good. I do like the larger tomatoes. Yeah, I don't grow any cherry tomatoes. Sometimes I grow the San Marzano ones, but as close as it gets, which are more like Roma tomatoes. But in any case, I do like them. My favorite one is the Super Fantastic as far as genetics go. You can really do some, if you got some good quality soil and some sun, you can grow some pretty nice, healthy-looking plants. Super Fantastic tomato. And, probably going to have to dump all the pots next year and remix all the soil because I think it's losing its zest. So get some of that compost from the landfill one of these days. Okay, anyways, good to check in with you, Stuart. Good to get in early.
Yeah, good to have you, Brendan. My neighbor, about two houses over, he has a greenhouse, and he has mold in the fall worse than what I have in the garden.
Yeah, so, good job. Anyways, might be good to get some ventilation or something. I guess the idea is to keep the moisture out, not trap it in.
Yeah, I think it's because we're living in a rainforest, those spores for that, whatever that black mold is, or fungus, I mean, it's there all the time. It just needs the conditions, and then bang, it's back.
Right, yeah, I don't, I guess something to keep an eye on.
Okay, let you go, Brendan. Good to have you aboard. 7-3, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
India Zulu Bravo.
The Mike Kilo station first.
7 Tango Mike Kilo. Good morning, Stuart. Sorry, whoever I stepped on there. I just happened to be wandering around watching this very nice light rain coming down. And I've said to Linda, I'll bet you that Stuart's on there already, so let's give him a call. She said, go ahead. Barney said I should go ahead, too. Anyway, good morning to you, Stuart, and good morning to all the other folks along the Rainbow Country Net. Back to you, Stuart.
And a very good morning to you, Michael, Linda, and Barney. Look after Linda, and I'm sure Barney will keep his eyes on both of you. Yeah, I'm a natural early bird.
Well, you'd have to get up pretty early to beat me up, but I don't. When I first get up tomorrow, I'll turn the radio on and see if you're there. Anyway, you have a good day, Stuart, and thanks for taking my call. 7 Tango Mike Kilo is clear.
Yeah, I'm an early bird, but once I got my pants on, I take Elsa for a good walk. So that's going to take 30 to 40 minutes before I get in. Then I have my bran flakes, and then I brush my teeth, and then I come in. I'm usually here somewhere around about 10 after 7 onwards, but I don't speak up. I read the newspapers online.
Yeah, you have a good day, Stuart. Thanks very much. 7 Tango Mike Kilo is clear.
Yeah, 7-3. And the other station, go now, please.
India Zulu Bravo.
India Zulu Bravo. A very good morning, Pardeep. Sorry for keeping you waiting.
Hi, good morning, Stuart. Sorry I haven't been checking in. I was getting the poly B removed from my house, and it was a disaster zone. So it still needs to get the finishing work done, but it's coming along really good. I tell you, it's not something I would suggest anyone do unless you're prepared for the mess. 7-3, back to you.
Yeah, the kitchen is the worst if you're doing any sort of expansion or anything. I know when the late Mary and I did ours back in 2017 when we got the permit, we took the ceiling drywall down and we had about 3 foot of blown-in insulation. It was a hell of a mess.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've already said no more renovations for this year. That's it. I'm done. I can't stand the mess. Well, anyways, you have a great day. Day sucks today, but maybe I'll get better during the week. And you have a great night. 7-3.
7-3, Party. Thanks for being here. Next station, if you're out there.
Vic Alpha 7, Mike Golf Echo.
Mike Golf Echo. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for taking my early check-in. I love that you're always there so early.
Oh, I get up specially for you, Michelle. Have a nice day at work, and did you drive in this morning?
Truth be told, I'm running super late, but I'm going to bike in anyway. It doesn't look too bad out there.
No, actually, it wasn't. I didn't have my hood up on my rain jacket. I didn't need it, but it was a bit wet. But the speed that you travel at, I imagine you might feel it a bit worse.
It's all good. That's why they made rain gear. No complaining here. Anyway, thanks, Stuart. 7-3.
7-3. Enjoy your ride into work. Next station.
Big Truck 7, Uniform Delta Tango.
Uniform Delta Tango. Good morning, Rob.
Good. Stuart, hope you're doing well, my friend. Today's graduation day. So it should be a fun day. Yeah, I got 2 hours of physio, and then I'm done, I guess. They tell me I can go back to work. Looking forward to doing the light duties. Other than that, life's good. 7-3 to you, my friend, and enjoy your field day if you're going to go to it this weekend.
To me, I'll just be a tourist. I'll just do a quick walk around on Saturday, I think, after I get off the net.
Yeah, I might partake in a little bit, too, myself. Get out there and just mingle.
Yeah, socializing is so important, Rob. Have a great day, my friend, and congratulations on almost the finish of your physiotherapy there. Next station, if you're out there.
V7 Fox Bravo Kilo.
Hotel.
Bravo Kilo. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, sir. Thanks very much for taking my check-in. I did look into the healthcare thing, and there's quite a lot of interesting stuff on the internet. If I can get your email, I'll just send you some references to foot posture where your toe comes up for reasons of your calf and stuff like that. Interesting stuff. Anyway, have a wonderful day. 73.
Yeah, if you got a pencil, I'll give you my email address. VictorAlpha7SierraJulietTango@shaw.ca.